Hi, this is Jenny Justice Neumeyer, and you're listening to Life Behind the Scene Thankful Thursday, where you are encouraged to take a moment out of your busy day to breathe and be thankful. So welcome, and thank you for listening today. Let's get started. Happy Thursday! This is Jenny, and today I am thankful for my husband, Scott. Last week I mentioned that I got married 2 years ago and how we hit a serious rough patch. I don't even know if it would call it a patch, but I'm very thankful because Scott was like, hey, I'll do whatever it takes to preserve our marriage. And that is not an easy thing to do. I think as a woman, it's much easier to sit and talk about our feelings and how things make us feel. Well, I say that. And Brenda had to send me a list of emotions because it's actually hard for me to articulate what I feel. Scott was like, rolled up his sleeves and let's work this out. Let's get this done. Let's see what we need to do. Let's see how we can fix it. Let's open our lines of communication. And we have worked so hard to get where we are today. And where we are today is not perfect. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my gosh, we have arrived. And now let us impart all of our wisdoms. We are still learning, but as a human being, we are ever evolving. That's just the reality. So if you have created a life with another human being, your marriage is ever evolving and your spouse needs to be in it with you. Brenda and Gil from last week's episode, one of the marriage myths that they dispel is that marriage is 50-50. And you always hear marriage is 50-50 and they're like, no, marriage is 100%, 100%. Both of y'all have to give 100%. And that's a new way of thinking. And I think when we came into our marriage, we were both like 50-50. I got mine, you got yours. But in this last year, we've realized, no, it takes about 100%, 100%. And I'm really thankful that Scott is the man to, I think it takes a real man to do some of these deep diving things and really get in the trenches of the mechanics of what makes a marriage work. And I'm thankful that Scott was willing to go there and willing to work and willing to, you know, step up and say, hey, yes, these are areas I can improve in. And it was also my job to look and see what areas I can improve in. But we are both working to improve ourselves so that we can improve our marriage. And I'm very thankful to have a partner in life that has that as a high priority, has our marriage as a high priority, has our family as a high priority. So I'm very thankful. There's a 30-day husband challenge, and I forget who promotes it, but the first day is to look at your spouse, tell them how happy you are and how thankful you are. And so today, I want to ask you, are you thankful for your spouse? Really, truly stop and be thankful for your spouse. If you're not married, be thankful for all the people you have dated who have taught you about yourself. With every person you date, you learn a different aspect of yourself. And you learn your likes and you learn your dislikes and you start honing. And it could be for good or bad as you get older, but you start learning, that's not acceptable. I don't want to marry somebody with those qualities. Or that person had this quality and I really would love to have that quality in my spouse. So be thankful for all the love interests that you have had in your life. And be thankful that you've had the strength and wisdom to not settle. We are going to use the next 30 seconds to breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Out. 1, 2, 3. And release the stress you have about today and fill your mind, body, and soul with gratitude. Are you ready? In. 1, 2, 3. Out. 1, 2, 3. That was great. Please choose to take a moment to be grateful every day. This podcast is not meant to be very long, but to just take a moment together to be thankful. Join our Facebook group at Life Behind the Scenes Thankful Thursday and share what you are thankful for today. Thank you for listening. This is Jenny, signing off until next week.